So actually our kids who've been involved in with us are actually the most eloquent spokespersons for us. We also use a lot of role models from the community. You know, we go and work with our friends at Eli Lilly, the affinity group there of Latinos, who come in and talk to our students and say, you know, I work at Lilly, I'm a chemist, and just like you, I came here and I was the first one in my family. And it's real powerful for our kids to see people that look like them, have last names like them, who are actually doing it. And they're very honest and say, you know, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's doable. This is how I did it. And, you know, I'm going to be around. So even if you need to talk to somebody, you can call me. So for our mother, daughter, and father, son programs, we started what we call madrinas, which are godmothers to our kids. And they come in and they talk to them and service supports. And the father's the father, son program is doing the same thing for padrinos. So we can bring in former students and we can bring others in the community. Because it's very powerful for our kids to hear somebody say, you know, I too am Mexican, or I too am Cuban, or I too am Puerto Rican, and I did it. Yeah. I talk to my kids and say, you know, my parents didn't want me to go away to college. I went 4 hours away from New York up to Boston, and they were like, you know, you can, and all this stuff. They let me go because I went to women's college, but it worked. So it's helping them understand that there are certain safety features in place. So mentors are very powerful. Yeah.